Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Good morning to you, Joe.
We finally got you. So tell us a little bit more about Dawn Meats and what you're up to these days. And we'll come to South Korea in a moment.
Sure. Well, first of all, excuse me. I have a slight cold this morning. Just to say to you that Dawn Meats is a family owned and run business. We were established in 1980 here in Waterford. And today we have a turnover just in excess of $2.5 billion. We employ 8,000 people and we work with 40,000 farmers across Ireland and Britain. In the case of Ireland, we export approximately 90% of the beef we produce. We are very, very happy that the Korean market has been open to Irish beef.
And you were telling me that it's taken you something like 6 years to get in there.
Yes, indeed. It's a market that we've been targeting for quite a while. And why is that? It's a market of 50 million people who consume an average of 17 kilos of beef per annum and growing. And their import requirements are something like 65% of what they consume, which is equivalent to about 500,000 tons of beef, which is in fact what Ireland exports annually. So we've been working away at it since approximately 2018 with the Department of Agriculture and indeed Bord Bia. And we're delighted that the market has now been formally opened and that we have a number of our plants here in Ireland approved for export.
Now, will this beef be kind of frozen or will it be kind of, will you have processed it in Ireland and then kind of vacuum sealed it, or what will happen to it?
Yeah, we'll debone the carcasses and we will put what we call primal cuts into containers, and that will be shipped to Korea, a journey of approximately 4 to 6 weeks, Joe.
All right. And South Korea is potentially a decent market for you, but it need to be pretty amazing to match your European markets, especially the UK and Italy.
Absolutely. As I said earlier, we export 90% of our produce. Approximately half of that goes to Britain and half to Europe, with about 5 or 6% going to countries outside of Europe. But we are very, very optimistic that Korea is right up there in terms of values and spend. So we hope over time to be able to make a good impression in that market with what at the end of the day is a superb product in Irish beef.
Now, have you noticed any shift away from red meat? There's quite a few people who are turning to vegetarian options, pescatarians, and of course, vegan options. Has that affected your business?
I'm glad to say it hasn't. I think there's a lot of talk about eating meat in moderation, and that's fine. But there are a lot of mouths to feed in the world. And for that reason, the overall demand hasn't slowed. And in fact, statistically, if you look at the Western markets, the trend seems to be pretty much the same, where vegetarianism in particular has grown to about 8%, but that figure was achieved some years ago and it seems to have stabilised at that, whilst our understanding in terms of veganism, that that's somewhere between 1% and 2% of the market.
Now, do you have any problems getting people to work in your abattoirs? Because some people might find it a bit, you know, a bit squeamish.
The answer is no. It's a long and noble tradition, I guess. What we have seen, though, of course, is a change in terms of those interested in the work in meat factories. And today it is predominantly from overseas people.
Is it mostly South Americans?
They would certainly be a dominant player in the market, yes. There's a very large a tradition of beef production, particularly in Brazil. They're the biggest producers now and exporters in the world. We're fortunate to be able to tap into a vein of very good, skilled workforce that come from there, yes.
And is climate change going to affect your business? Because we know that beef creates a lot of methane out of what... to make beef, you've got to create a lot of methane, which is a very destructive gas when it comes to climate change.
Yes, of course, we're all very conscious of climate change and the role that our specific industries play in it. We do feel, however, that there is a disproportionate focus, obviously, on agriculture in Ireland because it is such a dominant part of our exports. In fact, if you take it, the food and drink industry is, Joe, the lifeblood of rural Ireland. We export about 17 billion worth of produce And would you believe 9 out of every 10 of those euros stays not just in Ireland, but in the local community. So, yes, it is, of course, important. But companies, and I can only speak for Dawn Meets Wheat, but huge emphasis in that area. In fact, our investment is something like 100 million over 10 years in this sector to make sure that we are at the best possible levels in that respect.
And do you worry about some of the legislation coming out, not just from Leinster House, but from Brussels?
Well, probably worry is the wrong word. We're always, if you like, vigilant. We watch it very carefully, and we do our best to have our say when legislation is coming through the ranks. So, look, there'll always be change. There's always the necessity for regulation. And as long as it's good regulation, we won't have a problem with it.
Thanks, Paul. That's Paul Nolan, the Group Development Director with Dawn Meets.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.